Hi, my name's Cam, and I'm an alcoholic.
Cam.
I want to say happy birthday to Mark, and thank you for allowing me to come up here and talk to you guys. Mark's got a great reputation, whether he's here or Bellflower, Thousand Oaks, wherever he goes, he has a reputation of love and service, and he just epitomizes AA, and he's just a great guy. I've also had a reputation in AA. Not that. So from Santa Barbara to San Diego, even here in the Antelope Valley, my reputation has been as a taker, and that's in AA, not just out in the world with the other people, but with you guys, you ladies. My reputation was a taker. I've been going to AA meetings since 1985. My sister Lori, who's here, who lives in Tehachapi, she's one of us. She witnessed my first AA, well, my first rehab in 1985. So I've been going to AA meetings and rehabs since 1985. I've spent over 4.5 years of my life in rehabs and therapeutic communities based on behavioral modification, which may give me a lot of experience and maybe an expert in living in those places, but it also makes me a dum-dum. Quite frankly, I found out what many of you have already found out. You get this stuff here for free, for love and free, right? Yeah, it took me a long time to figure that out. So I've been going to meetings for a long time. I've been your coffee person. I've been your secretary. I've taken your money, sometimes given it back. I've been all those things, but I was never in AA. I was here for over 25 years. 25 years of going to meetings, mostly in, I'd get years, and I'd go back out, because I was never in AA. It took me a long time, and a prison sentence of 4 to 12 years hanging over my head, for me to actually do a fourth step and a fifth step. And I had that motivation. I was in the Palapa at New House in Santa Barbara. And I finally had the motivation to finish a fourth and fifth step, and I did it to the best of my ability, and it changed my life. Not because of any white lights, because at 32 years old, it was the very first thing that I ever started and finished, ever. Like, ever. For instance, I grew up here in Lancaster. That's right. Used to have DPs right down L8 between 20th and 30th on Fridays before school at Paraclete. And I would get nice and drunk, and we'd go to class, smoke a lot of that other stuff. So my senior year, when it was quietly arranged for me to leave Paraclete, and I ended up at Quartz Hill, I barely graduated. I had everything in front of me. I had a wonderful family, whom I embarrassed over and over again. My mother was the financial aid director at Antelope Valley College. She retired there for 27 years. And at one point, her boss, Mike, pulled her in the office and threatened to fire her because her son was selling drugs on campus. I'm that guy. So that's me on the natch. So I have to tell you that when I did my fifth step to the best of my ability, I felt I had earned a seat here in Alcoholics Anonymous. And it began an honest pathway for me, because I was never honest with myself. I was never honest with you, but I was never honest with myself either. And I started doing the work. See, I want the shortcut. I want what my sponsor Paul has, but I'm not willing to do the work to get what he gets. I want what you want, but I'm not willing to do the work. So over the course of the last 16 years, my sobriety date is October 31st, 2009. And I'd really like to keep that one. I'm really proud of that one. My daughter's never seen me drunk. my wife has once. That's another story from the time. I have to tell you that in my experience here in AA, the work I've put in and the inconveniences that AA has put into my life have turned my life into something purposeful and meaningful. you know, I'm someone you can depend on. Like, you can depend on me. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. If I say I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there at that time. I'm never that guy. I was never that guy. And that may be the most spiritual thing I ever do right there. I just want to say that, you know, we had dinner before coming over here. You know, I got to meet Bill and Tracy and Alex. Oh, by the way, hey! We're gonna make that a new custom here. And what is the young man's name who came up here before us?
Ruben.
What a nice guy. Yeah, Ruben. Yeah. Really nice having dinner with you all. Thank you very much. And Kurt. Hey, Kurt. I appreciate the warm welcome. Every time I come up here, I always get a warm welcome. I've had a chance to talk to some of you guys and ladies before the meeting tonight. Got to chat with Max a little bit. And I just want to say, this is an awesome group. I have been blessed to be around some of the best groups, in my opinion. And this group has a vibe. It has life. You're smiling. You want to be here. And it's just a great family feel. So I'm blessed to be here and talk to you guys. And you guys just keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to do the same. Thanks. All right.